No classroom teachers are recommended for elimination, but many positions that support teachers are. Officials are quick to point out that the proposed cuts were done strategically, with more than half through attrition. Officials say flat funding from the legislature is to blame, coupled with increases in negotiated salaries, healthcare benefits, utilities, and fuel. School Board President Jeannie Mackey explains.
While funding has remained flat, our costs are rising. This has created a $25 million gap to fill. While this sounds like horrible news, and it is, it's something that none of us enjoy being faced with. It is painful, and it will be painful. There is opportunity that we have within our problem to do things differently.
What will be done differently, Mackey says, is that for the foreseeable future, resources will be focused more on the classroom and on teachers and students. But much of the web of support they've grown accustomed to will disappear. About 40 administrative support positions were the first to go, but most of the proposed cuts are to the positions that support teachers, including teaching assistants, counselors, and library assistants. A number of those who work more indirectly supporting teachers and students, like nursing assistants and custodians, were also eliminated. About half of the positions were eliminated in earlier cuts, and most of those were managed through attrition. Superintendent Jim Browder says he'll continue that strategy.
There's approximately 112 that have already occurred, leaving around 100 positions. We fully anticipate and hope that through attrition, we'll get that down to about 50 positions where they're actually 50, 60 positions where they're actually employees currently in them.
Other reductions include $3.4 million from supplies and equipment district-wide, a 50% reduction in travel, and a $150,000 reduction in school registration costs. Andy Holloman is with the Anchorage Education Association, the union that represents many of the certified employees impacted by the cuts. He acknowledges that the district is not to blame.
The school district's responding to the flat funding from the legislature. I don't think anyone on the school board, and I know that Dr. Browder doesn't think these cuts are a good idea, but there absolutely is an impact in the classroom.
Still, Holloman admits that benefits and pay increases for workers are contributing to the budget crunch, and he says he expects them to be discussed at upcoming union negotiations. Along with the budget, the district handed out a packet outlining their comprehensive multi-year plan to increase student achievement, which was developed in 2012. The plan aims to get 90% of students proficient in reading, writing, and math, improve attendance, and increase graduation numbers. Dwayne Moran is president of the Anchorage Council of Education, another union representing support staff. He's concerned that all 7 of the graduation support coordinators in the district are slated to be cut, eliminating an entire program.
While they are not in the classroom, they have a tremendous positive impact to students, the ones that are most at risk of not graduating. So that's where the cuts as a community, we don't want them to be falling upon the economically disadvantaged or the special needs students disproportionately, but I'm concerned is that they may.
Moran questions whether teachers can achieve the lofty goals of the district's comprehensive plan without support staff. Superintendent Browder will present his administration's budget recommendations to the school board at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 24th at the Education Center boardroom. The board will vote on the budget on February 21st. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.